Good day, everyone, and welcome to the annual meeting of the holders of trust units of the Firm Capital Property Trust. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask questions by pressing star and one on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw your question by pressing star two. Please note this call may be recorded, and I will be standing by should you need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Stanley Goldfarb. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and welcome to the annual meeting of unit holders of Firm Capital Property Trust. My name is Stanley Goldfarb. I am the chairman of the board of trustees of the trust. Thank you all for taking the time to attend. After the formal portion of the meeting, there will be a short presentation. We will then be pleased to answer your questions following our presentation. The meeting will come to order. With the consent of the meeting, it is my privilege to act as chairman of this meeting. Also, with the consent of the meeting, I will ask Sandy Poplar, Chief Financial Officer, to act as secretary of the meeting, and will appoint Rosa Garofalo of TSX Trust Company, our transfer agent, to act as scrutineer. In view of the need to attend to a number of formal matters, certain unit holders have volunteered to move and second resolutions. While this procedure will facilitate the handling of the formal matters, any shareholder or proxy holder may speak on the matter when that matter is before the meeting. When I recognize you, please give me your name, state whether you are a unit holder or proxy holder. I would also ask that all questions unrelated to the matter before the meeting be reserved until the end of the meeting, at which time we would be pleased to discuss matters relating to the trust of interest to a particular unit holder. The notice calling this meeting was mailed to all trustees and registered unit holders and to the auditor of the trust. The secretary has filed with me proof of mailing of the notice, and I would direct that a copy of the notice and proof of mailing be annexed to the minutes of the meeting. Additional copies of the notice are available here today. The secretary, having informed me that a quorum is present and that as due notice of the meeting has been given, I declare that this meeting has been duly conveyed and constituted to transact the business for which it has been called. When the formal report of the scrutineer is available, it will be kept with the minutes of this meeting. Copies of the financial statements of the trust for the year ended December 31st, 2022, together with the report thereon of the auditor of the trust, are available on the trust's website at www.firmcapital.com and from the trust secretary. You will also have received them with the meeting material if requested. With the consent of the meeting, we will dispense with the reading of the auditor's report and the financial statements will be received. It is now time to proceed with the election of the trustees. 11 trustees are to be elected for the ensuing year or until their successors are elected or appointed. The form of proxy for voting on the election of trustees sets out each proposed nominee separately and allows unit holders to vote for each trustee nominee individually. I propose that unless a ballot is demanded in respect of any individual nominee, we will conduct a vote on this matter by a show of hands. As provided in the meeting material, the management nominees are as follows: Jeffrey Bleeden, Ellie DeDouche, Stanley Goldfarb, Jeffrey Goldfarb, Victoria Granofsky, Jonathan Mayer, Sandy Poplar, Lauren Shulman, Howard Schmotzkowitz, Manfred Walt, Robert McKee. May I have a resolution in this regard?
Mr. Chairman, I nominate those persons whose names have been read to the meeting to be elected as trustees of the trust and to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of unitholders or until their successors are elected or appointed.
Mr. Chairman, I second each of the nominations.
Are there any further nominations? All those in favor of each of the trustees nominated, please so signify. Against? Contrary of any? I declare that each of the trustees nominated are elected as trustees to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of the unit holders or until their successors are elected or appointed. The next item of business is the appointment of the auditor for the authorization of the trustees to fix its remuneration. Will someone move and someone second the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, I move that RSM Canada LLP be appointed as auditor of the trust to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of unit holders and that trustees be authorized to fix its remuneration.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
Contrary of any? Okay, I declare the motion carried. Before terminating the formal portion of this meeting, I would ask if there are any further business. As there is no further business, I declare the formal portion of this meeting terminated. Sandy?
Yeah, thank you, Stan. So we'll just turn to the presentation that we have. So good morning. My name is Sandy Poklar, and I'm the CFO of Firm Capital Property Trust. With me today is Bob McKee, the President and CEO of Firm Capital Property Trust. Bob and I will now be providing you with a short presentation on the Trust's financial performance and an overview of our operations. We will then respond to any questions that you may have at the end of the presentation. Firm Capital Property Trust is a Canadian REIT focused on creating long-term value for unitholders through capital preservation and disciplined investing in a diversified portfolio of income-producing real estate consisting of industrial, grocery and service retail, multi-residential, and manufactured home communities. Since the trust inception in November 2012, the trust has provided unitholders with a solid total return on investment. A $100 investment at IPO would be worth $292 as of Q1 2023, which represents a compound annual growth rate of 10.9%. On to the next slide, which talks about our disciplined equity strategy. Since inception, equity has been issued at successfully higher prices, and we've worked to increase liquidity through larger public offerings in the last several years. With the $23 million equity issue that we closed in May of 22, coupled with additional debt refinancings, the trust has sufficient liquidity to meet our operational needs through 2023, as well as fund potential acquisitions. On to the next slide, which is a little bit about our distribution growth. The REIT currently holds a diversified portfolio of real estate that generates an attractive monthly distribution for investors with a solid payout. We've been able to increase distributions 9 times in 10 years from inception, from 35 cents per unit to the current 52 cents per unit. This is a cumulative increase of 49% or 3.9% on an annualized basis, and this is the result of accretive acquisitions and rental rate growth at our current properties. The trust has also declared and approved monthly distributions in the amount of 4.33 cents per trust unit for unit holders of record from the period of January 31st, 2023, all the way through September 29th, 2023. Next slide talks a little bit about our NAV and our NAV growth. Net asset value has benefited from both rental rate growth across the portfolio as well as cap rate compression in the real estate market. NAV has increased by 58% from inception in 2012 to Q1 2023 for a 4.6% compounded annual growth rate. Next slide is a bit about our tax deferrals and how we've achieved those through our distributions. Our distributions are highly tax efficient in summary. For 2022, the distributions were 91% return of capital and 9% capital gains. We anticipate approximately 90% of our distributions to be return of capital for 2023. This is prior to any capital gains on asset sales that may occur during the course of the year. The next slide is just a bit more of our Q4 2022 financial highlights. During 2022, we posted strong results that reflects our year-over-year improvements from same-store NOI growth on new leases and increased rental rates on renewals and acquisitions that occur over the course of the year. The portfolio also grew from $563 million to $616 million year-over-year. Maintaining a leverage ratio that is appropriate for the trust is an essential part of our diversified long-term strategy. At the end of Q4 2022, the trust had an overall leverage of 51%. Leverage increased slightly due to acquisitions, but is slightly below our desired range of 55%. With the trust portfolio stability, we believe these leverage ratios are conservative. Next slide is a bit about our Q1 2023 financial results. They too were strong in the most recent quarter and reflects increased NOI growth due to rising rental rates from the same period last year. When comparing the 3 months ended March 31st, 2023 to the similar period in the prior year, AFFO is comparable where any net acquisition activity benefits have been offset by higher financing costs that occurred during the period. We expect that the upside in our rental rate growth will assist the trust from the effects of higher finance costs at our mortgage renewals. Although the current inflationary environment has shown signs of reversing, the rapid rise in interest rates in 2022 continues to present a challenge for the trust. This has led to a decrease in the trust IFRS real estate valuation from Q1 2022. Notwithstanding this, we've had a small increase during the quarter as rental income gains were not completely offset by higher cap rates in the REIT portfolio. As a comparison, NAV has decreased from $7.65 a unit in Q1 2023 from $8.27 in Q1 2022. I will now turn the presentation over to Bob, who will walk you through the second half of the presentation.
Thank you, Sandy. For those following along, I'll start with the number of each slide. Slide 9. As Sandy mentioned earlier, our investors have benefited from our strong fundamental growth through both an increase in the net asset value, our consistent distribution increases, as well as the trust's efficient return of capital component. One of the things that we want to highlight is a key differentiator of the trust versus other REITs, is that our senior management and trustees have a strong alignment of interest in the trust. They hold approximately 9.9% of the trust units and have a direct equity ownership interest in over 50% of the trust assets. Only 9% of the trust properties are 100% wholly owned, and the remaining 66 properties are co-owned with senior management, trustees, and strategic partners. The trust strategic partners include strong industry leaders who retain property and asset management of the properties, as well as experienced generational owners of real estate. Slide 10. We believe the trust provides investors with several key benefits. In March of 2022, we moved from the Venture Exchange to the TSX, a move that should continue to provide investors with improved liquidity. The trust has a strong balance sheet with low leverage and access to capital. This has allowed the trust to better manage the timing of equity issuances, protecting our investors from dilutive equity offerings. The tenant quality of the trust portfolio has proven its resilience during the pandemic and beyond. As well, our retail tenants are focused on providing everyday essential items to consumers that are not easily replaced by e-commerce. Slide 12. The portfolio provides investors with a diversified portfolio both geographically and by asset class, limiting the exposure to any single market. The portfolio is diversified predominantly between grocery-anchored convenience retail and industrial, and while diversified geographically, it is focused in Ontario and Quebec. The trust will focus its near-term acquisition efforts on the industrial and multi-residential sectors across Canada, as well as continue to slowly reduce its exposure to its non-core retail assets when opportunities exist to create a more balanced portfolio that would be accretive to AFFO and reduce our leverage, as demonstrated by the sales and acquisitions completed in 2022. Slide 13. The portfolio is well diversified by tenants, with only Sobeys accounting for over 10% of the trust's total net rent. Furthermore, the top tenants are comprised of high-quality, nationally recognized tenants, accounting for over 30% of our NOI. Slide 14. The portfolio has grown since inception and currently sits at $621 million. That's a 36% compounded annual growth rate since inception. Slide 15. Our outlook. Inflation and uncertainty on what the Bank of Canada's interest rate policy will be going forward is driving volatility in the bond, equity, and real estate markets. Saying that, we are focused on maintaining our liquidity, which gives the trust significant flexibility and security while we navigate these current trying market conditions. We continue to proactively manage the trust mortgage maturities with all but one $2 million mortgage not refinanced for 2023. As well, renewal and new lease rates should mitigate the higher interest cost on our debt maturing in 2024 based on the conditions in the current leasing market for our properties, especially in the Montreal industrial portfolio, with lease rates currently 45% below that of current market rates. We will drive growth through our capital recycling program by selling non-core assets and acquiring core assets that are accretive to AFFO to continue with our growth. We will extend our normal course issuer bid in July of this year and continue to manage it prudently to manage our liquidity. As always, we will follow our mantra of disciplined investing and capital preservation. Thank you. We'll now turn over the presentation to any investors and their questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing star two. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll pause a moment to allow questions to queue. And once again, that is star and one for your questions. We'll pause for another moment. And it appears that we have no questions over the phone at this time.
Okay. As there are no further questions, on behalf of the trustees, we thank you for your attendance and your participation. Thank you.
Thank you.